This team is on a relentless tear.
This is a serious month, guys.
Here we go.
I'm about to show you dedication. Building myself up a renovation. And it's a ode to my enemies. I ain't got the energy. Believe you don't want to see my inner beast.
A walk-off home run for Cody Bellinger. Hung on and missed strike three. 3,000 strikeouts for Max Scherzer.
This is a playoff edition of Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck. A pregame look at your world champion LA Dodgers as they try to defend their crown. LA Dodgers playoff baseball is brought to you by Chevrolet.
Buy new roads.
California Earthquake Authority.
Be earthquake ready. Visit earthquakeauthority.com.
WSS.
All about shoes, always near you. Shop WSS.com.
Sam and Ash Injury Law.
Because you deserve what's right.
Owning.com.
Bringing trust and simplicity to real estate and mortgage.
Your SoCal Toyota dealers.
We make it easy.
And now your host for Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck, Tim Cates.
Hi, everybody, and welcome in to Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck. Hope you are well on this Tuesday night. Your world champion Los Angeles Dodgers find themselves in a must-win situation in the National League Divisional Series. After splitting the first two games in San Francisco over the weekend, the Giants shut out the Dodgers last night 1-0. So tonight, Game 4 of the NLDS, Dodgers need to win to force a decisive Game 5 in San Francisco. Walker Buehler, a quick turnaround, 3 days rest. He is on the mound for the Dodgers. First pitch from Dodger Stadium is coming up at 6:07. Coming up over the next hour here on Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck, we're going to hear from Dodger manager Dave Roberts, get his pregame thoughts before Game 4. We'll get you tonight's starting lineup. A little bit of a tweak to Dave Roberts' lineup. We'll tell you what it is. We'll preview this pitching matchup. In 30 minutes, your chance to play the Six Flags Wicked Good Play of the Game contest. In 45 minutes, David Vasse will sit down with Dodger third base coach Dino Ebel. Kirsten Watson is out at the Ravine. She'll stop by shortly. And in just a couple of minutes, we'll send it out to Charlie Steiner and Rick Monday at the booth. Well, last night, the Dodgers and Giants played through a windstorm at the Ravine. 40-mile-an-hour wind gust. It was blowing every direction. But most of the time, it was whipping in from center field right to home plate. Max Scherzer got the start. The 37-year-old right-hander went 7 innings, allowed just 1 run on 3 hits while striking out 10 along the way. The lone run that he gave up was a solo shot to Evan Longoria in the 5th inning as the Giants took a 1-0 lead. The Dodgers offense had some chances early on against Alex Wood in the 3rd. Albert Pujols was stranded at 3rd. In the 4th, the Dodgers had runners on 1st and 2nd and couldn't get that big hit to drive in a run. Finally, in the 7th, the Dodgers had a golden opportunity. Steven Souza Jr., Will Smith, back-to-back singles. Dodgers had something going. After Austin Barnes struck out, there was 2 down, 2 on. Jake McGee on in relief facing Mookie Betts.
2 on, 2 out, bottom of the 7th. McGee set. Now the pitch to Betts. Line drive, caught by a leaping Crawford at short, robbing Betts, costing the Dodgers a run. What a play by Brandon Crawford.
Brandon Crawford leaps up and snags away a potential tying run RBI single from Mookie Betts. That's the top-tier play of the game, brought to you by Arco Quality, top-tier gas for less. The Dodgers, again, unable to get that key hit to drive in the tying run. The Giants' lead was still 1-0 as the wind swirled around Dodger Stadium. The game went to the 8th. In the 9th, the Dodgers still trailing 1-0. The wind still swirling. Duvall on relief for San Francisco. Chris Taylor drove the ball to right center field. That should have been a home run if not for the wind blowing it back. A.J. Pollock struck out looking, so the Dodgers had 2 down, down to their final out. 9th inning, and up came pinch hitter Gavin Lux.
1 ball, no strikes, 2 out. Duvall set at the belt. Here's the pitch. And a fly ball, center field. Racing on back is Duggar, and he will make the catch on the warning track in front of the wall, and the game is over.
Giants beat the Dodgers 1-0. Gavin Lux gave it a ride, but the wind just blew it back, knocked it down in midair, kept it in the park. The exit velocity launch angle said it should have been home run, but Mother Nature said no as the Giants take a 2-1 series lead in this best of five NLDS. Tonight, a must-win game four for the Dodgers. Walker Buehler on short rest. Anthony DeSclafani goes for the Giants. First pitch to 6:07. And with more, we send it out to Dodger Stadium as we welcome in Charlie Steiner and Rick Monday. Guys.
All right, Tim, when the regular season ended, the Giants had 107 wins. The Dodgers had 106. The Dodgers finished one game behind San Francisco in the standings. They trailed the Giants by one game in the best of five National League Division Series after being shut out by the Giants last night, 1-0. The Giants have won 2 of 3, shutting out the Dodgers in 2 of their victories.
Yeah, and if we look at last night's ballgame, frustrating loss anytime that you're in the postseason, but only 3 hits. The one hit, well, was the biggest one. Evan Longoria, who's been mired in really a long, long, dreadful slump, hit the home run to lead off in the fifth inning. Not a bad ballgame pitched by Max Scherzer or any other of the Dodger pitchers. But the Dodgers have to be more efficient. Oh, they had some opportunities. Unfortunately, they left runners on base in the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh inning. But they've really out-hit the Giants in this three-game series with runners in scoring position. But unfortunately, did not much avail.
Well, you know, where they hit was in that one game. But in the other two, they haven't hit a lick.
Exactly. And the elements last night, well, one guy hit the ball out of the ballpark with the elements, that being Longoria. And for the Dodgers, well, they got everybody on their seats with the pinch hit, the blast by Gavin Lux. That the wind held that up in left center field also. So the Dodgers came close. But here's what comes down to. And a lot of people today say, well, the Dodgers have to win 2 in a row. Well, they're right. But the mindset of the guys in the uniform has to be, no, tonight. Tonight is the season. We win one game. And then you toss it up for grabs on Thursday. Thursday will take care of itself. That's in the distance. The Dodgers have to take care of business tonight. And for Walker Buehler, control the nerves and go right at it.
And he is starting on 3 days of rest. But, of course, it's not really a start. He's just going to go out there and pitch as long and as hard as he can.
Yeah, Dave Roberts said earlier today, says the conversation they had with Walker Buehler, go as long as you can and go as hard as you can.
And that's exactly what the Dodgers are going to do in sending out Walker Buehler. Anthony DeSclafani, the 31-year-old right-hander, goes for the Giants. And before we close out this segment and look ahead to the pitching matchup a little later on, just a note about Brandon Crawford and all that he has done for that team over there. And the play that he made robbing Mookie Betts last night was really the beginning of the end, even though Gavin Lux came so close to that tying home run in the ninth.
Absolutely. Well, he was also positioned in the right place, allowed him a perfect timing on that leap. Everybody at the ballpark thought, oh, it's a tie game, because that was going to drop in for the base hit on a vicious line drive as hit by Mookie Betts, who hit the ball very hard, by the way, in last night's ball game. You look at postseason play, the biggest plays, well, they're made by the biggest stars. And for Crawford, he kind of leads the charge in the infield for the Giants.
Lux starting tonight for the Dodgers in center field. Taylor in left. Pollock sitting it out. Bellinger at first. We'll detail all of that in the pitching matchup a little bit later on as we get ready for Game 4 of the National League Division Series, Tim.
All right, thank you, Charlie. Coming up here on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on deck. We're going to hear from Dodger manager Dave Roberts, his pregame thoughts going into this must-win game. We'll also visit with Dodger third base coach Dino Ebel. We'll check in with David Vasse, our Dodger insider, throughout the show. We'll break down this pitching matchup, of course, have your chance to play the Six Flags Most Wicked Good Play of the Game contest. But up next, Kirsten Watson will check in from the Ravine as we are leading you up to this must-win Game 4 of the National League Divisional Series, Dodgers and Giants. First pitch at 6:07. Thanks for being with us. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. It's Game 4 of the NLDS, Dodgers and Giants must-win game for the Blue. Walker Buehler back on short rest after starting Game 1. Anthony DeSclafani will go for San Francisco. First pitch in Dodger Stadium is at 6:07.
Fly ball to center field. It's way back at the wall. Gone, a home run.
The best drive of the game, brought to you by Adriana's Insurance.
0-6 in the division series so far. He struck out, fly to right tonight. The 1-2, and a fly ball center field. Racing on back is Taylor, back at the wall. He's able to track it down just to the left of the 395 marker in straightaway center.
Chris Taylor with a great defensive play, aided by the wind there, I think, as it kept it up, and he made a great catch in straightaway center field. Speaking of the best drive of the game, if you want to save on your auto insurance, only Adriana's Insurance can guarantee it. More options, no contract, just savings. Call them at 800-498-7000, 800-498-7000.
This is Kirsten's Corner.
Come out of the corner now.
With Kirsten Watson.
Kirsten now joins us before the Dodgers and Giants game four of this NLDS out of Dodger Stadium, brought to you by Cars for Kids. And first off, Kirsten, the wind, is it as bad as it was last night?
Look, I'm not a California native, but I have never seen anything like that in Los Angeles in the time that I've been here. It was truly insane, and it really impacted the players on the team. And I think when you think about these guys, they're not players who will... We've played it in extremely hot days, and they don't ever say the weather has impact. You just have to play through the elements, and it is what it is. But I appreciated how honest they were yesterday. Max Scherzer said, you know, the wind was really pushing him to home plate, so having to balance himself. Even when I spoke with Blake Treinen today, his pitch mix was limited because of the wind, and you having to kind of find out what he can really use. So that was definitely very interesting to hear. And then, of course, within the outcome of the game, Gavin Lux's hit, as well as a Chris Taylor hit, there was to the outfield. Mm-hmm. Dave Roberts and even some of the players have confidently said that they felt like those hits would have gone out the park had there not been such a huge factor and element of the wind yesterday. So that being said, we're putting that game aside. That was yesterday. It is a new day. Yep. These guys are focused and they're ready. Luckily, wind is not playing a big factor today. It will be a little bit of a cooler evening, but at least that's something that we all in California, we can get used to that piece. But it's definitely, you know, there's the mindset of whatever it takes, truly all hands on deck. It is the postseason, and it is within this series. The Dodgers could be eliminated if they lose this evening, and so that's a situation they know very well, and they're going to do whatever it takes to keep this season going.
And if you need a big game pitcher, you go to Walker Buehler, who's on the mound tonight.
Yeah, I mean, every single guy that I've talked to today who has spoken about Walker Buehler and what he is like in the postseason, they have said that he's fearless. You know, he truly lives for these moments. And so that's why we get playoff Buehler, who can, you know, step up to the plate and be that guy. And he actually went up to Dave Roberts after game two and said that he wanted to be an option for this situation. And so, you know, they were watching to see how he felt today. And obviously, if they were going into game four being down in the series, and so things have kind of played out the way that they are, and so he is on the mound today, and Dave Roberts said that it's for him to go as hard as he can for as long as he can. It is his first time pitching on short rest, and so that's something that they're going to have to be mindful of. Tony Gonsolin is available out of the pen to take some bulk innings, but he's also available if he just needs to get one out, you know? So they're going to play the game they need to. It's truly all hands on deck. The only guy that they're going to stay away from is Julio Urias, because he is going to be the starter if there is a game five.
Let there be a game five. Get it done tonight in game four. Kirsten, we're going to talk to you after the Dodgers win tonight. How about that?
That is the energy. Yes. Keep that positivity, Tim, okay?
Because
this is what we're doing. I will talk to you after the game tonight.
Sounds good. Kirsten's Corner, sponsored by Cars for Kids. Cars for Kids is your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepting donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call them at 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or online at carsforkids.org. Remember, that's cars with a K. Still to come here on Dodgers on Deck, we'll preview tonight's pitching matchup. We'll check in with Dodger third base coach Dino Ebel. But up next, we'll get you an injury report, and we'll hear from Dodger manager Dave Roberts. It's game four of the NLDS. Dodgers and Giants. First pitch at 6:07. I'm Tim Cates. It's the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network.
Well hit. It's on its way. It's gone. Mookie Betts with a home run.
This is the official home of your World Champion LA Dodgers.
The Dodgers now back in the game.
Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck continues.
Let's get you into the stadium and out of your car from the In-N-Out Dodgers Traffic Center. Here's Jay Olin.
Good afternoon. Making the ride towards Dodgers Stadium. Things are going to be heavy northbound 110 all the way out of Carson from Sepulveda Boulevard. That's going to stay heavy on over to Stadium Way. Meanwhile, the 101 south is going to be a really heavy ride as you're coming away from Gower, and that stays busy on over to the 10 with northbound slowing leaving the 5 freeway, and that's going to be busy out to Glendale Boulevard. Eastbound 10, a real crawl coming out of Santa Monica just before Centinela over to the 5 with westbound delays as usual in between the 5 and the 110. Southbound 5, that slows down as you're coming out of Sun Valley from Hollywood Way, and that's going to stay pretty crowded, in fact, all the way out into Downey. And the northbound side slows down coming out of Norwalk from Norwalk Boulevard over to the 2. I'm Jay Olin. That's your Dodgers traffic.
Thanks, Jay. In and out, there's no room for compromise in a quality burger. No frozen patties, only the freshest ingredients, because that's what a hamburger's all about. It's game four of the NLDS. Dodgers and Giants. First pitch coming up at 6:07.
This is the LA Dodgers injury report.
Well, Clayton Kershaw out for the postseason with a left forearm injury and elbow. Max Muncy not on the NLDS roster with a dislocated left elbow. Let's go back out to Dodger Stadium and check in with the Dodger manager.
Anything else for Dave?
Dave, do you think...
Other questions for Dave?
Dave, can you just describe... Dave, can you talk about the pressure?
In the dugout with Dave Roberts.
How come you've never asked Walker Buehler to go short rest before? How do you think he'll react to that?
I don't know how he'll react because he's never done it. I know that having the player initiate the conversation and owning it and wanting it, I think bodes well for us. Why we have never, I just don't know if, I can't really go back to the series and the situations that kind of the thought. I'm sure we've considered it numerous times, but I don't know why we ultimately didn't pull the trigger.
Dave, in this situation, what are you looking for from Walker, and how do you balance, hey, letting him fight through adversity and anything, and knowing it's an elimination game?
I think it's purely just watching the game, and I think that it's not like I talk about with a lot of our guys. It's not stuff, you know. That you're going to see the velocity, you're going to see some swing and miss. It's command is one thing. And if you talk about stuff, how's his breaking ball? How's his cutter? Is it doing what it's doing? Is it backing up consistently? Those are things that I look for. And ultimately, I got to make a decision as the guy that I'm bringing here and following him. Is he a better option to get that next hitter or next hitters out? And so, obviously, having conversations with Walker, he's never gone on short rest. And so there is a leash, you know, so we got to be mindful of that. But as far as early on, if he's throwing the baseball well, in my opinion, and will I trust him to get out of stress if he's throwing the baseball well? Absolutely.
All right, there's manager Dave Roberts. Got full faith in Walker Buehler tonight on short rest. When we come back here on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck, we'll check in with David Vasse as we lead up to first pitch in this must-win game four of the NLDS. Dodgers down 2-1. Dodgers-Giants in the Ravine. First pitch is 6:07. I'm Tim Cates with the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Leading up to Dodgers and Giants, Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck continues. Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. It's game four of the NLDS. First pitch coming up at 6:07.
Joining Tim Cates on Dodgers on Deck.
I accept everybody for who they are.
This is Dodger Insider, David Vasse.
All right, David's live at Dodger Stadium, and Dave, the Dodgers lineup, some changes tonight.
Yeah, Gavin Lux is starting in center field tonight. A.J. Pollock takes a seat, and Chris Taylor will start in center field with Cody Bellinger at first base. There was some question and valid questions about why Lux is starting in center field instead of left field because of the wind, and we've all seen that Lux had an adventure running into the wall out there in center field, so... The reason being is Dave Roberts said he believes that the fly balls that are hit to center field are a little bit more true than the ones that are hit to left field because of the spin and the angle that the ball comes off the bat. And I've heard that from guys that have moved from right field to left field, guys that have moved from center field to left field. It's not as easy of a position in a transition that you may think. Guys like Matt Kemp told me that. Andre Ethier told me that. A.J. Pollock told me that. So that's the reason why Lux is in center field and not in left field tonight.
Dodgers have been in this situation before, Dave, with their backs up against the wall.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to go back to last year, being down 3-1 to the Braves in the NLCS, winning that series in the seventh game, and as recently as the wild card game against the St. Louis Cardinals, they know what it's all about as far as having their backs against the wall and their season on the brink, and Chris Taylor talked about that earlier today.
You know, we're best when our back's against the wall, and we've shown that, and, you know, we understand we still control our own destiny, and, you know, all we can focus on is tonight, and, you know, we're going to do everything we can to win tonight's game.
And, Tim, the Dodgers have had that unique ability to be able to stay in the moment and worry about just that night's game, and that's what allowed them to come back last year to beat the Braves in seven games, and what has allowed them to win as many games as they have over the last 9 years. And a big part of the reason why the Dodgers are here and have been in the postseason the last 3 or 4 years is Walker Buehler, who has become one of the best postseason pitchers in Major League Baseball. And he's pitching on 3 days rest for the first time in his career in the postseason. And Chris Taylor and the rest of the Dodgers have full confidence that he will deliver yet again.
Yeah, you know, I think he's one of the best, if not the best, postseason pitcher in baseball. You know, just the mentality he has, and you know, he's got that the power strikeout stuff. He attacks hitters. Yeah, it's exactly who we want out there.
The only thing about Buehler this year, he's given up the long ball, and it's hurt him like it did in game one of this series. So if he can keep the ball in the ballpark and the Dodgers can get him an early lead, the Dodgers should be on their way back to San Francisco for Game 5.
Dave, great stuff as always. Looking forward to your conversation with Dino Ebel coming up. Brought to you by the Ford F-150 with combined toughness and intelligence. Test drive one at your local Southern California Ford dealership today. All right, I need three contestants because it's time for you to participate in the Six Flags Wicked Good Play of the Game contest. 866-987-2570. You predict which player and which inning the most wicked good play will happen. If you're correct, you're going to win season passes to Six Flags Magic Mount. 866-987-2570. It's Game 4 of the NLDS, a must-win game for the Dodgers. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network.
Petros and Money.
How was your night, 57-year-old multi-millionaire?
And down he goes. Yeah! Strikeout number 13 for Kershaw.
Don't miss a moment of Dodger coverage.
Right here on your home of the World Series champion Dodgers.
This is Morongo Casino, Dodgers on deck.
It's Game 4 of the NLDS. Dodgers and Giants, Walker Buehler, Anthony DeSclafani, the pitching matchup. Walker Buehler working on 3 days rest. First pitch from Dodger Stadium is coming up at 6:07.
Gone, a home run!
This is today's starting lineups, brought to you by In-N-Out.
That's what a hamburger is all about.
Since 1948, In-N-Out's been making their burgers fresh to order from the highest quality ingredients. It's a family tradition at In-N-Out because that's what a hamburger's all about. All right, let's find out who's in and who's out of the Dodger lineup. In right field and leading off is Mookie Betts. Batting second at shortstop is Corey Seager. Batting third at second base is Trey Turner. Batting cleanup tonight is the catcher, Will Smith. Batting fifth at third base is Justin Turner. Batting sixth in center field is Gavin Lux. Batting seventh at first base is Cody Bellinger. Batting eighth and in left field tonight is Chris Taylor. Batting ninth, your starting pitcher, number 21, Walker Buehler.
This is the Six Flags Wicked Good Play of the Game.
Brought to you by Six Flags Magic Mountain, where Fright Fest is back and the thrills and frights are calling Fridays through Sundays in October. All right, our three contestants ready to go. Derek is first up. Derek, welcome. What's your guess?
I'm going with my boy Mookie Betts in the seventh. Go Dodgers.
Mookie Betts in the seventh. Good luck to you. Steve is our next contestant. Steve, welcome. What's your guess?
My guess is the old faithful Justin Turner in the seventh.
Justin Turner in the seventh. All right, good luck to you. Paul is our third and final contestant. Paul, welcome. What's your guess?
I'm going Justin Turner in the eighth.
Justin Turner in the eighth inning. All right, good luck to you, Paul. Steve and Derek are three contestants tonight. When we continue here on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on deck, we'll check in with Rick Monday as we are leading up to first pitch. Dodgers and Giants, it's game four of the NLDS. Must-win game for the Dodgers. First pitch at 6:07. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network.
The quest to go back-to-back is on.
Now that we finally won one, it's just, you just don't take that for granted.
Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck continues on the official home of your world champion LA Dodgers.
Let's get you into the stadium and out of your car from the In-N-Out Dodgers Traffic Center. Here's Jay Olin.
Good evening. Headed towards Dodger Stadium. Still seeing a very heavy bunch up northbound 110 coming out of Carson from the 405 all the way out to the 5 freeway. Meanwhile, it's going to be a slow ride on the 5 southbound side coming out of the Burbank area from Buena Vista, and that's going to stay pretty tough on over to the 605 while the northbound side slows, leaving Norwalk from Norwalk Boulevard on over to the 2. Eastbound side of the 10, that's going to jam up coming out of Santa Monica still from just beyond 20th over to the 5 with westbound delays from the 5 to the 110. South 101 is going to be a slow ride coming away from Barham all the way over to the 10 freeway, and the North 101 is pretty jammed up as well as they're coming away from the 5 on over to Glendale Boulevard. Also heavy ride southbound side of the 2, starting to slow down right around York Boulevard, and that stays heavy all the way out to the end of the road. I'm Jay Olin, that's your Dodgers traffic.
Thanks, Jay. In-N-Out, nothing is frozen. Everything is delivered fresh to every restaurant, the beef, the buns, the produce, because fresh is what it's all about. Game 4 of the NLDS. Dodgers and Giants must-win game for the Blue. First pitch coming up at 6:07. Still to come, we'll hear from Dodger third base coach Dino Ebel. We'll get you the keys to the game, plus the preview of tonight's pitching matchup. But first...
And now, joined by David Massey, here's L.A. Dodgers broadcaster and World Series champion Dodger, Rick Monday.
Rick, game 4 of the NLDS, and Walker Buehler is on the mound for the Dodgers to keep their season alive.
Yeah, but here's the deal. You have to score. The best you can do if you don't score is go extra innings. But at some point in time, you have to have runs on the board. And obviously a frustrating loss, kind of a strange loss last night from an overall standpoint. You lose 1-0. You get beat by a team that had only 3 hits, but it was one big hit, that by Evan Longoria, that was the home run, the difference in the game, a guy that had been slumping. So no better time than have the Dodgers, who may have been slumping with the bats. You know, if you look back to last night's ball game, the big key play was the catch that Brandon Crawford made. And when he made the leap, and it looked like it was going to be a base hit off the bat of Mookie Betts, and then later on there's a ball that's hit. Did the wind hold it up? We don't really know. Both teams played with the elements last night. Yes, it was windy. It was strange. But from a Dodgers standpoint, David, having been on teams, this is a situation where people can say, well, you have to win 2 in a row. No, you don't. You have to win tonight in order to have another night. So the Dodgers' focus has to be on 27 outs right now, and they're going to have to use their outs from an offensive standpoint better than they did last night, because frustrating, no question about it. The Dodgers left runners on base in the 3rd, the 4th, the 5th, the 6th, and the 7th inning. They've got to do a better job on that end of it.
Rick, you've told me in the past when you played for the Cubs at Wrigley Field, you would go out during batting practice to see which way the wind was blowing. The wind was incredible last night. It's still windy out here at Dodger Stadium as we get close to first pitch. Do the Dodgers change their approach to try to keep the ball out of the high fly area?
Well, you're looking, you like to have that, no question about it. Walker Buehler can't really pitch that much to the elements. He has to pitch the moment, pitch the batter. If you look at the flip side of the coin for DeSclafani, who's going to pitch for the Giants, he's a ground ball type of a pitcher. If you look at the Giants as a staff, more ground ball pitchers. So they've got to be able to figure out, they being the Dodgers, what's the best plan of attack? I know I listened to you last night on post-game Dodger Talk. You were exactly right. This is the 7th time this year that the Dodgers will face DeSclafani. If they haven't figured him out by now, they're not going to figure him out. But you can look at all the stats, the numbers, and everything else. Let me confuse you a little bit more, because this afternoon, for example, so I start diving into a bunch of numbers about the pitchers and what they throw and the percentages of fastballs and curveballs and changeups. There's so much information that is out there, David, including, how about this one? Has nothing to do with the game, but here's something else that they keep track of. The time that it takes for a batter to go around the bases on a home run trot against an individual pitcher.
Oh, God.
And against Anthony DeSclafani, who gave up 19 home runs this year, 8 of those were solo. The average home run trot was 23.3 seconds. Who on earth is keeping all this stuff? I mean, it has nothing to do. So you can get lost in numbers and facts and figures, see ball, hit ball, catch ball.
And maybe when you're in a slump as a team, it's better to simplify things, Rick. And when you've seen a pitcher, like we mentioned, as many times as the Dodgers have seen DeSclafani, the scouting report should be their experience.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that. If you look at Walker Buehler, here's some numbers you can also kind of chew on. At home, and he went 16-4 for the season. At home at Dodger Stadium, he was 11-2, and the batting average against at Dodger Stadium, just 192. Keep that rolling. Dodgers have to score. I predict there's going to be game five, and the Dodgers, they've got to take care of business tonight.
No doubt. Walker Buehler will take care of his end of the business. The Dodger bats have to take care of their side of it.
And if anybody doesn't believe it's going to be a game five, do us, just go ahead and click on to another station. You won't get anywhere near the coverage that you get, including for David Vasse. Talk to him on the post-game Dodger Talk. Game five, set it up. Dodgers have to hit ball, see ball, also catch it.
No doubt. If that sounds familiar, there's a reason why Tommy Lasorda loved Rick Monday. We'll send it back to you, Tim.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Dodgers baseball is brought to you by Oney, and with today's low mortgage rates and rising home values, why not refinance with Oney? And it's quick and it's easy. Just call them at 833-2-ONEY. Still to come here on Dodgers on Deck, we'll get you a preview of this pitching matchup. Charlie and Rick will have the keys to the game, but up next we go high and tight with Dodger third base coach Dino Ebel, who will lead you up to first pitch. Game four of the National League Divisional Series, must-win game for the Dodgers. I'm Tim Cates, World Champion Dodgers Audio Network.
And down he goes. Yeah! Strikeout number 13 for Kershaw.
Don't miss a moment of Dodger coverage.
Right here on your home of the World Series champion Dodgers.
This is Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck.
Leading up the Dodgers and Giants must-win game for the Blue. Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck continues. Morongo Casino, Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. It's game four of the NLDS. Walker Buehler pitching on 3 days rest. First pitch at 6:07.
David Vasse. And now, what will likely be Vasse fielding insults from a Dodger player.
It's an engagement of endearment.
This is High and Tight.
It's game four of the NLDS, and the Dodgers are in a situation where their backs are against the wall, and they've been here before, coming back from 3-1 in the NLCS a year ago. And a man that was there in the bubble and witnessed all of those comeback theatrics is Dodger third base coach Dino Ebel. Dino, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it.
Always, Dave. Love being on your show.
You have great composure in that third base box every single night, no matter what the situation is. This team's a veteran team. Is that composure going to play in your favor tonight?
Well, you know, I don't look at it that way, but yes, I don't get excited. You know, I read the situation out. I'm pretty confident on, reading players, especially with the outfield. If guys can move to their left and right, their arm strength, who's our base runner, situation of the game. So I've always, look at the scoreboard. That dictates what my decision-making is. So, yeah, if I'm over running around and I'm excited and look nervous over there, I think that rubs off on the team. But that's just not who I am, and the calmer the better for myself and for the team.
Before we get ready for tonight's first pitch, let's just take a look back quickly at last night's game-changing moment in the seventh inning, Brandon Crawford robbing Mookie Betts of possibly extra bases. Take us through what you were seeing in the third base coaching box and how you were anticipating that ball to go over his head.
Absolutely, and that was a key, grab by Crawford in that inning to take away that inning. First and second, two outs, hard hit ball. I knew there was going to be a play. Wade was over more. He wasn't straight up, so that ball that got over Crawford's head, in my opinion, I don't think it would have got to the wall. I think Wade was going to get to it. I think he was going to throw to the plate. We all know with two outs how hard it is to score a run. If I hold him there, the next guy's got to get a hit. But, in my mind, that ball gets over Crawford's head. We're gonna send Zusa there, and, it's going to be safer out. Or if he decides to keep the ball and go to third base, at least we tie the game and we go from there.
Dino, I'm sure there's no surprise to you or anybody on the Dodgers that this series was going to be played very closely. What do the Dodgers have to do tonight to respond to last night?
Well, we just got to continue to grind out at-bats. This team can grind out an at-bat. No excuses last night. We did hit some balls hard, but the wind knocked them down. But both teams had to go through it. Tonight, we got to play our game. There's no tomorrow. So, like you said earlier, we've been through this, veteran team. We have to win tonight, and we got our guy on the hill with Buehler. I think it's going to be a different ball game tonight at the plate. We're going to grind him out, get on base, and do whatever we can to win the game.
Dodgers third base coach Dino Ebel is our guest just in front of game four of the NLDS between the Dodgers and San San Francisco Giants. You mentioned the wind and how it created havoc last night on fly balls. Still windy out here at Dodger Stadium as we get closer to first pitch. How much do the both teams have to adjust to all that?
I just think you got to play your game. So, you know, I'm sure in the hitters meeting, we know what's going to be thrown at us tonight. Take what he gives us. Swing at strikes. Stay out of the, you know, the swinging at bad pitches. If we get guys on and a guy can hit a base hit, a double like we're capable of doing, which I know we will do, it's going to be in our favor. So the wind really, like last night, I knew the wind was blowing. Didn't hear too much chatter of it in the dugout because both teams were playing in it, but a little bit calmer today, so hopefully we can just get out there, play our game, and win the game.
Gavin Lux has not had a lot of experience in center field. How much do you believe Mookie Betts is going to help him out tonight?
Oh, big time. And Gavin's every day takes fly balls. We're always talking to him, game situation. He's done a tremendous job by, you know, getting put in the fire and playing outfield. Now tonight, playing center field. But he's fine. Today he got here early. He's got a good look on his face. He's ready. Good at bat last night. So hopefully it carries over.
Dino Ebel, Dodgers third base coach, is our guest. Before I let you go, you mentioned the starting pitcher tonight, Walker Buehler. He has delivered so many times in his young career in big postseason games. How much confidence does that give everybody else playing behind him?
Oh, big time, David. And, you know, he's been in this spot a lot. He knows what's in front of him, and you know, he's ready. He got here early today. He wants the ball. I think the whole team knew that he was going to get the ball, and if Walker does what he's supposed to do, we're going to come out on top.
All right, Dino, thanks a lot for the time, and I have no doubts I will see you on the airplane tomorrow on our way to Game 5.
I love it, Dave. I'll see you, and thanks for having me on.
Yeah, the man, the best third base coach in baseball. Don't think that's not an edge tonight as the Dodgers try to force a Game 5 in the NLDS. We'll send it back to you, Tim.
All right, thanks a lot, David. Get L.A. County Public Health support to stop smoking. Call 800-380-86. Still to come, Charlie and Rick will get you the keys to the game, but up next, we'll dive deeper into this pitching matchup as we are 15 minutes away from first pitch. A must-win Game 4 of the NLDS for the Dodgers. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network.
Well hit! It's on its way! It's gone! Mookie Betts with a home run!
This is the official home of your world champion LA Dodgers.
Well, the Dodgers now back in the game.
Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck continues.
It's Game 4 of the NLDS. Dodgers and Giants, must-win game for the Dodgers, who are down 2-1 in this best-of-five series. First pitch from Dodger Stadium is coming up at 6:07.
Swung on and missed, strike three. Yeah!
And now before the blue hits the field, we take a look at the pitching matchup.
Presented by your Southern California Toyota dealers, Toyota's certified used vehicles are in a league of their own because the best new cars make the best used cars. See your dealer for details. They make it easy. Walker Buehler on the mound for Game 4. That's right, the same Walker Buehler who started Game 1 of the NLDS in San Francisco on Friday night. He took the loss after allowing 3 runs on 6 hits in a 6 1/3 innings. During the regular season, Walker Buehler was 16-4 with a 2.47 ERA and 33 starts. In the postseason, we mentioned the 0-1 record. He had a great season, career best with the 2.47 ERA. He set a career high for wins with 16 innings pitched and starts. He was selected to his second career All-Star game, but did not pitch in the All-Star game. He's 7-1 with a 2.55 ERA in 13 career regular season games, 11 starts against the Giants. In the postseason, he helped the Dodgers win the World Series last year, going 2-0 with a 1.80 ERA in 5 postseason starts, limiting opponents to a 196 batting average. So Walker Buehler on 3 days rest, last pitched on Friday night, where he threw 99 pitches. He'll get the start tonight against Anthony DeSclafani, the 31-year-old right-hander for the Giants. He was 13-7 with a 3.17 ERA over 31 starts for the Giants during the regular season. In his most recent start in L.A. on September 3rd, that was at Oracle Park. DeSclafani had 6 shutout innings, allowing 2 hits, walking 3, and striking out 5 in the Giants' 3-2 win over the Dodgers in 11 innings. He has made 6 starts against them this year, 0-3 with a 7.33 ERA. He has faced them a lot. He's made 25 starts against the rest of baseball, where he was 13-4. This year against the Dodgers, 0-3 with a 7.33 ERA. So the Dodgers have hit him pretty good. Looking to do it again tonight here in Game 4 of this NLDS. The offense has to wake up. The bats need to awake for the Dodgers to force a Game 5 in San Francisco. Walker Buehler, Anthony DeSclafani, Dodgers, Giants, Game 4 of the NLDS. Keys to the game are next. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. It's Game 4 of the NLDS. Dodgers down 2-1 to the Giants in this best-of-five series. Walker Buehler, Anthony DeSclafani, the pitching matchup. First pitch coming up at 6:07. Tonight's national anthem is brought to you by Mutual of America Financial Group, dedicated to providing high-value retirement plans and services. Let's head back out to the booth at Dodger Stadium. Final check-in with Charlie and Rick, guys.
All right, Tim, this is Game 4 of the National League Division Series for the Dodgers. It's win or else. The Giants coming off the 1-0 shutout last night. The Dodgers, it's been a very curious three games so far. Of course, they pounded the Giants to the tune of 9 runs and 11 hits on Saturday, held of just no runs, 5 hits last night, no runs and 5 hits on Friday night.
Yeah, and for Walker Buehler getting the start, yes, a short rest, but he went to Dave Roberts and said, look, in game 4, if you need me, I'm available. So if you look back, for Walker Buehler, last Friday, he started game 1 of this series. Went 6 1/3, 3 runs, 6 hits. Gave up a couple home runs. Posey and Bryant left the ballpark, but even though he struggled with his command early in the ballgame, he straightened himself out. But if you're not getting runs, the Dodgers were shut out 4-0. The Dodgers need some runs behind some good pitching here tonight.
Anthony DeSclafani, the 31-year-old right-hander, a career year, 13-7, a 3.17 ERA, goes for the Giants.
Well, let me make it real simple. This is the 7th time this year the Dodgers have seen DeSclafani. He's 0-3 with an ERA against them of just under 7.5. I think they have him figured out. However, they still have to score some runs and attack. But be mindful, don't extend the strike zone down below the knees.
The Dodgers scored more runs than any other team in the National League this year, 830. But so far through the three games, they have been held to 12 runs, 28 hits, 9 of the 12 coming in game 2. Of course, the shutout last night. Getting ready for the 4th game of the National League Division Series. Lineups and first pitch coming up.
All right, David Vasse has said it best. There is no tomorrow. Win tonight. Take care of business. Stay in the moment. Be in the now. Do it right now. Game 4, NLDS. Walker Buehler about to toe the rubber on 3 days rest as the Dodgers need to win to force a Game 5. Dodgers, Giants. The National League Divisional Series is next. Charlie and Rick have the call. I'm Tim Cates. It's been Morongo Casino. Dodgers on deck on the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Enjoy the game, everybody. Let's go, Dodgers.